Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Award-winning author Salman Rushdie is hospitalized in New York State after being attacked at a literary festival today. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's closely monitoring Rushdie's condition after he was apparently stabbed on stage at an education center near Buffalo.
Here's an individual who has spent decades speaking truth to power, someone who's been out there unafraid, despite the threats that have followed him his entire adult life, it seems.
Rushdie faced a series of death threats in the 1980s. His fourth novel, The Satanic Verses, became the object of bitter protests by many Muslims. Rushdie had come from a liberal Muslim family, but later described himself as a hardline atheist. The Democratic-led House is set to vote today on a bill, roughly $700 billion package, that the administration is calling the Inflation Reduction Act. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports Democrats expect to pass the bill without any Republican support.
House Democrats have rallied around the bill, which passed the Senate last weekend. The bill includes $369 billion in spending on climate and energy security, paired with about $300 billion in new federal revenue that Democrats say will cut inflation. That money comes primarily from a new 15% minimum tax on corporations making $1 billion or more. Democrats are also celebrating a provision that would allow Medicare to negotiate the cost of prescription drugs and extend elements of the Affordable Care Act that were set to expire. This bill is a major victory for Democrats and President Biden that came together after more than a year of negotiations. Biden is expected to move quickly to sign the bill into law. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Temperatures are approaching triple digits in many parts of the United Kingdom amid another heat wave. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the country is facing its driest summer in a half century.
The drought extends from parts of the north of England through London and down to the Isle of Wight on the English Channel. Yorkshire Water, which supplies 5 million customers, is the latest provider to recently announce restrictions. The utility will ban using hoses to water lawns and wash cars beginning from August 26th. The company made the decision after reservoir levels fell below 50% for the first time since a drought in 1995. Temperatures here rose to over 104 degrees last month. That's a record in this otherwise temperate, rainy island. Climate scientists at Imperial College London, among others, say human-caused climate change made the temperature spikes at least 10 times more likely. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The governor of Kentucky is accusing the Federal Emergency Management Agency of denying too many requests for federal assistance in the aftermath of deadly flooding in the eastern part of the state. Governor Andy Beshear is urging residents who've been denied federal help to appeal the decision. Johnson & Johnson says it will stop selling talcum powder worldwide next year. NPR Scott Horsley reports the pharmaceutical company had already discontinued the product in the U.S. more than 2 years ago.
Johnson & Johnson says it will switch to cornstarch and its namesake baby powder in all international markets as part of a worldwide review of its product lineup. The company phased out talc-based powder in the U.S. and Canada in 2020 after tens of thousands of lawsuits claiming contamination with cancer-causing asbestos. J&J said in a statement it continues to stand by the safety of its talc-based product, and it called the switch to cornstarch a commercial decision. Last year, J&J assigned responsibility for its baby powder to a separate spin-off company, which quickly filed for bankruptcy. That legal maneuver is being appealed, but for now, it's put the lawsuits on hold. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Emergency crews are working to contain a major wildfire that's burning in Northern California. The McKinney Fire has scorched more than 60,000 acres. The blaze has killed at least four people and has forced hundreds of others to evacuate. Officials say the fire is now about 80% contained. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 287 points. This is NPR News.